Raptors win! Raptors win! Get out the salami and cheese, mama! This ball game is over! There you go, folks. It's all good.
What's up, everybody? I'd like to welcome everyone to episode 9 of the Untitled Raptors Podcast, or as well known as TURP. This is your host, Tal Banuksha here. Welcome, everyone, to another episode. Thanks for listening, guys. First of all, I'd like to apologize for the late upload. One of our hosts, I'm not going to name names, but he had a back injury yesterday and unfortunately couldn't record in time. So he's recovered now temporarily, but I'll let him explain it. Go for it, Akshay.
Yeah, so no, I was playing floor hockey, the game that you skipped out on, to watch the Raptors and Clippers, obviously.
Of course, you want to see Kawhi Leonard play, bro. That's where it is. Kawhi versus yeah. LA.
Yeah, exactly. And to watch Steve Ballmer, you know, figure out if he wants to give him max money. So we were playing floor hockey yesterday and I was playing defense and there was a cross crease pass and I went to stop it and my body moved faster than my back allowed and I just pulled my back really badly. I couldn't really walk for the whole day. And then today I went to get medicine and the magic of modern medicine, I feel much, much better with painkillers.
That's impressive. That's impressive. But you know what? As Raptor fans, I'll tell you, we've got to be cautious of back injuries. You got to be careful here. You know, we don't want this back acting up again. So next week, I'm going to have to look for another podcast host if you're not up for this, right? Because yeah, it's going to may flare up. You know,
you need to find the Fred Van Vliet.
A podcast host.
A podcast host.
Well, glad to have you back. You're ready to go. How was your weekend otherwise? Good?
It was good. It was good. I mean, we watched the most boring Super Bowl ever. 3-3 at halftime. Watch Maroon 5 do their thing. Really Adam Levine do his thing. And then I went to bed and I tried to sleep with a backache and that was very unsuccessful, but I got through it. And then, that was it. I did some cleaning. Nothing too exciting this weekend. How was your weekend?
It was great. Great. Fantastic weekend. You know, went to see Raptors Leafs versus Pittsburgh. Leafs won. It was good. I went to a buddy's place and we all watched it together. So good to see myself involved myself in other sports than basketball. And then watched Detroit Pistons versus Milwaukee. So my weekend, I realize every time someone asks me how my weekend is, always revolves around sports. And I'm scared for the summer because there are no sports in the summer. So it's going to be really tough.
You just start playing softball, man. 5 games a week.
That is. I can't. Softball is not a sport, man. It's an activity. All right. You don't sweat. There you go.
You've offended. You've offended like 4 of our listeners, probably.
I apologize. We love softball. Please listen to us and give us a review.
Okay. Anyways, before we get into it, Bruno, 3 games this week, 6 points, 1 assist, 4 rebounds, all over 20 minutes.
No, he spent clutch minutes too, right? He was in the last game of the game and he was playing really well. So it was good to see. It was really good.
And Miami retiring number 1 for Bosch. Are you surprised they're retiring it before the Raptors are retiring it?
Oh, hell yeah. I think the first person to retire the Raptors thing has got to be Vince Carter. You can't give it to Chris Bosch.
Yeah, but Chris Bosch retired first, right? So
Chris Bosch forcibly retired, man. That's what it is.
Vince is going to be playing till like 2030.
He's going for a while. He apparently can still like do windmill dunks. I'm like, nuts.
Oh man. Anyway, so those are two Raptor related things that happened this week. You want to get into some likes and dislikes?
Let's do it.
All right. I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
Okay, so likes and dislikes this week. It was a short week. Only 2 games: Milwaukee at Toronto, one of the games we want to forget, and then the Clippers at Toronto. Okay, so Milwaukee at Toronto. What did I like? I liked that Pascal showed up. I mean, both Kyle and Kawhi shot terribly. Didn't really show up that game. And Pascal kind of carried them through the game. I know the score was 105-92. I think that's worse than the actual score, like the game indicated. But Pascal did show up and kind of keep them in it. And my dislike was 3-point shooting. I mean, anytime they're going to shoot under 30%, that's going to be my dislike. It just becomes impossible for them to win when they shoot that bad. How about you?
I was at the game. So that's the crazy part. I was at this Raptors game and it was awful to watch. I hated everything about this, right? There's nothing to like in this. I think Pascal was okay. They had a little bit of run, but that's not really a run otherwise. My dislike for this entire thing, mid-range. We fell in love with this even when it doesn't even show us, right? So I looked up some numbers here, and I found out a lot of things. I think the Bucks shot 64% from mid-range. We shot 33%, but we took 32% of our shots were mid-range jumpers. Like, as soon as we realized that the three-point wasn't working, we got to go in the rim, and this is when we miss Valanciunas a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually not. I don't hate the mid range. I think it definitely is useful certain times. But if you're not making your threes, it all just looks bad. The Lakers at Toronto. So my like was bench scoring. I like the fact that the bench came out and kind of provided a little bit of pop. Even though I think Norman Powell went like 0-for-5 from three, it's fine. Overall, the bench I thought played pretty well. They extended the lead. And my dislike was Kyle Lowry's injury. I mean, this back thing is going to be, it's getting to the point where it's worrisome, because every time they talk about him getting better, he takes a couple of days off, takes a couple of games off. We hear about injections, things like that. I mean, backs, as somebody who just went through a back injury, like they're not fun to deal with. And trying to shoot a jumper from 35 feet while your back is hurting is not easy. So it's starting to become a little bit of a concern for me that in the next 30 games, he's going to have this throughout the rest of the season and maybe into the playoffs, and he's not really going to get into a rhythm.
Hey, Kyle Lowry, if you're listening, you know, you just got advice from someone who actually has back problems right now. Akshay, one injury, and now this guy's an expert in back injury management.
I am. Do you want? I should give him some of my drugs. They have worked wonders for me.
Oh my God, I'm sure he's taking cortisone shots. So God knows what he's doing. I feel like you need to go get Mr. Miyagi in here and do one of those Karate Kid, you know, those things what he did. He'd fix up the Karate Kid in the first movie.
I've never seen Karate Kid in my life. So all these references are over my head.
You got to watch it. We're going to watch Karate Kid. I'm going to send you Karate Kid. You're going to watch Karate Kid. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, what was your likes and dislikes?
Oh, it was good, man. Ibaka. Serge Ibaka showed up again. I think this is his sixth consecutive game with double-doubles, which is honestly hard to understand, because you understand, you look at Ibaka and you're like, okay, he's a decent player, but no one has actually had the six type of double-doubles since Chris Bosh. So it's like kind of ridiculous. But it was good. It was good. Otherwise, Raptors played well. We can't complain. Well, first half, the closeouts were really bad. If you watch the first half, the end of the closeout, you see OG Anunoby and CJ Miles and DeLon. No chemistry there in the first half. They were literally driving in, passing, but couldn't record. So I couldn't get that ball to the open CJ Miles. They made the adjustment in the second half, which was really good. And you saw Norm driving in more. So I looked at some drives. The drives were good. But first half and the closeouts, I feel like if there's a time clock, a shot clock scenario, we struggle with that a lot.
Yeah, their half-court offense hasn't been great this year. They've really survived on a lot of transition offense and making, you know, a lot of baskets out of their off their D. So still kind of something they're working through, but they've never had their full roster. I mean, I look forward to maybe in the next week or two they'll actually have their full roster. I think they've had their full roster for one game so far this year. So anyway.
Jonas comes back this week, right?
This week, yeah. Probably they're aiming for Atlanta.
Oh, okay. For Atlanta. Okay, there you go. Jonas against Atlanta. Hopefully he can get some reps in. That's all we need, man. We need him to get some reps, play some good ball, and help us on the rebounding end. That's the big one. That's the big thing that I miss him for.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, when you're kind of in a little bit of a slump, you have somebody to throw it down to. You know, you're just like, okay, let's just calm it down.
Yeah, it's the point games, right? Exactly. That's why I think the Milwaukee game was a tough one. We couldn't hit the three-pointers. Then we go inside the paint. We can't hit this inside paint easy shots that we just need someone to get, like, 6-7 points. Get that rhythm going, right? And that's the big part about it. So it'll be exciting to see Jonas back in game action.
Yeah. All right. Tell them, before we get on to anything, tell them who we're sponsored by.
Oh, my God. 9 weeks in, I think we've got a different sponsor. No, I'm just kidding. It's the same one. Hey, Akshay, it's February, and we're on week 9 of TERP. So many things have happened in the last few weeks. Did you know the real reason why Anthony Davis wants to be traded? People say he's tired of losing or wants to play with LBJ. You know what? The actual reason, he swiped through everyone in New Orleans with poor matches. And do you know what the highest reason for those poor matches is? No, it's not a unibrow. It's a poor picture. Rumors have it that Anthony Davis has been using a selfie for years and now has gone through all his potential matches and none are left. So hence, he wants out in New Orleans. So hint, hint, it's February, so don't exhaust your options before a perfect headshot of you smiling, enjoying, relaxing in one of our special Tinder photography photo shoots. Find your loved one right here in Toronto so you don't have to ask your boss for a relocation package. Tinderphotography.ca is a proud sponsor of the TERP podcast.
Wow, today the read was excellent.
I practiced. I really did practice. You know, it's actually based on true stories. It was a Woj bomb that came out a few hours ago, asking, you know, the real reason why Anthony wants to get traded. And then the founder contacted me and he's like, you know what? Let's put this in. This is actually the real reason why.
So, man, you're so connected. So connected.
You know, it's, I'm pretty up there in the Tinder photography market.
All right, so Anthony Davis, let's go on to the next part of our podcast. Anthony Davis. So this has obviously been a huge thing this week. We'll talk about the trade market a little bit because the trade deadline is coming up on Thursday, so we're not going to tape again before the trade deadline. I have a little bit of an Anthony Davis rant. I am tired of seeing Woj do PR for Anthony Davis. Literally every tweet that comes out from Woj is so obviously from one side of this, which is the Anthony Davis LA Lakers side, not the side of New Orleans Pelicans. So today, there was a tweet that came out that says that Anthony Davis now will be open to signing an extension with three other teams other than the LA Lakers. And those three teams, Clippers, Milwaukee, and New York Knicks. Okay, and so you look at that and you go, usually when people have, you know, trade requests or they have like a limited no trade where they actually give you teams that they want to go to, you can look at the teams and you can be like, oh, this person finds this important. So you look at these three teams outside of the Lakers, Clippers, New York Knicks, and Milwaukee. There is nothing common about those teams. There's no winning that's common amongst those teams. There's no big market that's common amongst those teams. There's no young players that are common amongst those teams. The only thing that is common amongst those teams is that none of them have assets to trade for Anthony Davis. None of them do. All of them have, all their best assets are all expirings.
So, I like to argue that Milwaukee has Giannis.
Yes.
So okay. Milwaukee fans, are you guys willing to give up Giannis for Anthony Davis? And I want a hot take on this one. Someone say yes.
Yeah, so Giannis. Yeah, I'm sure that trade would be fine. I'm sure New Orleans will take that one. But realistically, none of those teams. So if you look at Milwaukee, their best asset is Middleton, who's an expiring.
They're all expiring, I think.
Yeah.
Bledsoe's on a contract here as well.
Yeah, but Bledsoe's not really a huge asset you're going to trade for if you're going to restart. New York has nothing. New York suddenly is on this list after Porzingis gets traded because they had Porzingis. Last week, he probably doesn't put New York on the list. And the Clippers, their entire team is an expiring contract this year. Every single one of them. Even your boy Tobias is on an expiring, right?
So Tobias is going to get a max $1 million offer from New York Knicks in the next year. Guys, someone is going to pay this guy what he's worth.
But you know who? So you know Anthony Davis said that winning is important to him.
Yeah,
so why isn't Denver on your list? Why isn't Toronto on your list? Why isn't Philly on your list? Why isn't Boston on your list? The reason those four teams aren't on that list is because Philly has Ben Simmons. Toronto has Siakam. Boston has Tatum. And Denver has Jamal Murray. They all have young players who now could take the next step to becoming an all-star. The three teams he put on his you know, okay for trade outside of LA Lakers don't have that. So he basically gave three dummy teams and the Lakers just for PR purposes.
So what's your take on it? Do you think stuff like that should be penalized?
Yeah, no, I think Anthony Davis for the next 10 years should get booed in New Orleans because it's not that you want to leave.
No,
yeah,
you shouldn't. Like, only booed in New Orleans. That's not about booing New Orleans. I'm talking, there's got to be consequences other than booing.
Well, there's nothing you can do at this point. What I think New Orleans should do is they should just trade him for the best package and not worry about the Lakers because I don't actually think the Lakers are even close to the best package. They have a couple of okay players, but nothing great.
No one of the Lakers is great. No.
Yeah. So they should do that. They shouldn't let Anthony Davis strong arm them to the Lakers. The last two players who tried to go to the Lakers failed. They went to OKC and Toronto. And I don't really like this. I don't mind players not wanting to play in the certain cities. I get that. You gave it 7 years. They're poorly managed. But don't tank your value. That's what happened with us with Vince, right? He tanked his value, and then we got nothing for him. And so no, now that's what...
That's not true.
Okay,
we
please.
We got Alonzo Mourning, all right?
Yeah, who refused to play for us.
We paid him not to play for us, but we did get him.
We did.
Somewhere along the line, someone prematurely ordered an Alonzo Mourning Toronto Raptor jersey,
and I was. And like, we got Eric and Aaron Williams. Yeah, so like that. That's why we booed Vince, not because he left, but because he quit. And so now Anthony Davis is tanking his value, and they may end up with literally an LA Lakers team from 2017 with Drew Holiday.
It's going to be a Lakers team because Julius Randle's already there.
Yeah, so that,
Lance
this is
even since almost. I don't want to see Lance go.
Yeah, so I just think that players, if you don't want to play, that's fine. Don't tank your value so that you can't get traded for something that's of good value coming back. So it doesn't really hurt the fans. You know, absolutely. The fans of New Orleans, right? Anyways, that was my rant, and I'm tired of seeing Woj and his PR for Anthony Davis the whole week. With that being said, I do have an Anthony Davis trade proposal.
Oh, God.
For your Toronto Raptors.
Oh, God.
Tell me if you will do this. This works in the trade machine because, you know, there's money that has to match and whatever. Serge Ibaka, OG, and Pascal, and two first rounds. I don't understand. Like, I don't know where they would lie, but I'm just saying something like that. Do you think you would do that trade for a year and a half of Anthony Davis?
No, because the two first rounds, they're going to be like 2 years after. So if we get this Anthony Davis, one thing is the two first rounds that bother me most, because we trade him, and if he leaves next year, our team's going to be so shit that those two first rounds are going to be like very valuable to us, and we're going to end up Brooklyn or like one of those really horrible stages. Secondly, Anthony Davis is a great player, but like we don't need him. He doesn't solve the problems that we have right now. We have a
what's the problem? 3-point shooting?
I think 3-point shooting, he doesn't solve it right now. That's not the big thing. That our bench is shit. I think that's the biggest thing. He doesn't solve any of that stuff. This makes our bench so much worse. So I mean, I'd love to see. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing Anthony Davis Toronto, but I'm not like going crazy about Anthony Davis to Toronto. Like I think we're okay. Again, I say this after watching like the Raptors versus Clippers and Kawhi playing pretty well and just bullying everyone yesterday. Yeah. So I'm in a good mood, but I'm not too fond about Anthony Davis coming to Toronto right now.
Wow, Anthony Davis come to Toronto?
No,
I'm
cool don't with it. Get out of here.
Just don't be an ass to the New Orleans Pelicans fans. That's the only thing. Okay, and so. The other thing that's big, now it's become big, it never used to be big, is the buyout market. So I proposed if Wesley Matthews gets bought out by the Knicks this week, that the Raptors look at him. Because they can also offer him the most, because they have some sort of CBA exception where they can offer him a little bit more as long as they're cool with paying the tax money than most teams.
Do you remember 2015?
Listen, he's going to be a bench guy. He's not prominent.
I'm pro getting Wesley Matthews. Don't get me wrong, but it's so funny that in 2015 it was DeMar DeRozan. So just a recap for all people don't remember, 2015 we were in the free agent market. We were looking for a winger, and we ended up getting DeMar Carroll. But the whole thing was that DeMar DeRozan wanted DeMar Carroll and Wesley Matthews, and we were going to pay this guy like $13-14 million to come, and it's. You know, you look back in 2019, and I look back how that contract turned out. I was like, he's been traded twice. He's not exactly a very good player, but he would have been better than DeMar Carroll.
But ooh, Matthews?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, he had a lot of injury problems though.
Yeah,
but they both have had. So it'll be. I'm welcoming this one, to be honest with you, because I think, and I'll go back to that. I'll do a bit more take that in data. I'll back up some of the numbers, but I think. He adds a lot of value to the team. But he makes, what, $15 million a year, man? That's pretty impressive. Buyout at $15 million, that's insane.
Well, he's going to get that money, and then the Raps will pay him prorated too, right? So it doesn't matter. They're not going to pay him $15.
No, they're going to pay him whatever their cap is. But like, it's amazing. You've got a player right now, like $15 million. That's that horrible market.
The Knicks are going to pay him. The Knicks are going to pay him for basically... The Porzingis trade, we can talk about that too, but the Porzingis trade was crazy. The fact that they gave up on Porzingis just to go open up two max slots.
Yeah, that's... You know what? I think it's like... There's like two ways. One was that Porzingis didn't want to be there. The other one was like, okay, he didn't want to be there. They ramped up the offers, but apparently Mark Cuban wanted that deal done so quick. So it was they spoke about it for a few days and they sealed it off right off the bat, right? So good for Mark Cuban not getting any other players involved in this. I'm sure people will be involved in the Porzingis. Porzingis becomes available, all of a sudden rumors start flying. I think everyone wants a piece of that. Yeah. He's been injured for a while, so I think his value has dipped a little bit because people don't remember, right? So it's a big difference. So when he comes back, he's a top 10 player in the league.
I don't know top 10, but top 20. I'd give you top 20.
He's top 10 when he plays, and he has potential. He has potential to be really good. So it'll be exciting to watch. Luka Doncic and Porzingis will be exciting to watch.
Yeah, good for Mark Cuban for trying to replace Dirk with Dirk 2.0.
You know what's funny? They spent so many years trying to get DeAndre Jordan. For like 5 years, every time they get DeAndre Jordan, the first time they get a chance to get rid of him, that you're out. We fixed your
piece. He sucks now. Yeah. He doesn't even jump now. He's literally barely plays defense. That was the only thing he used to do, and he doesn't even do that anymore.
He's aged quite a bit.
Yeah, he's terrible. Anyway, anybody in the buyout market that you'd like beside Wesley Matthews? In
the buyout market? No, to be honest with you, I think the buyout marketing, it's Wesley Matthews is the only 3-point.
Jeremy Lin, your boy, you've given up on Jeremy
Lin? No, I would love him, but I have a hard time. Like Jeremy Lin would be really good to play with a Raptor offense with the three-pointing and the depth in that sense, but he brings a different – his defense is something I'm not like 100% certain on that. And we'd have to give up – and he's a player like I think you'd want to give up like someone – like I don't know. I think OG or DeLon would have to take a big-time backseat because DeLon especially because Jeremy Lin's a ball handler. Yeah. Wesley Matthews is more of a 3-and-D defender, so you can replace him with CJ and OG in the mix. So a little bit different the take, but if Kyle Lowry gets it does raise concerns. If Kyle Lowry is injured for a lot of time, hell yeah, I want Lin. Also, it's Chinese New Year, man. Let's celebrate. Let's get Jeremy Lin in here.
It's on Tuesday, right? Year of what? Do we know what year it is?
The pig. Come on, man.
What are you?
Like this.
What are you? I'm a rabbit. I'm a rabbit.
I do not remember that.
All right, let's do some take that for data. You got it this week. But they're not gonna rook us. Wild fine.
They're not gonna rook us. My guys dug in that game and earned the right to be in that game, and they did not even give us a chance. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional. Take that for data. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up. Explain it.
All right, take for the data. Take that for data. So I looked at a bunch of different stats here. So right now, let's look at the Raptors in a whole. Raptors are 8th in offense and 8th in defense, right? So seems pretty decent, but we were number one and number two pretty early on in the season. January 1st to February 4th right now, we've been 11th in offense and 14th in defense. So we've lost a lot of steam as well in this sense. What's the biggest difference in these things, these numbers? Rebounding. We are 24th in the league in opponent defensive rebounding. Basically, what that means is for every opponent shot, 27% of the 27% of the time the opponent grabs a rebound. So that is horrible, and that allows for a lot of double shots in that sense. So you see we're missing Jonas Valanciunas. We're missing a lot of different other players that create those second chance opportunities, and we're putting more pressure on our defense as well, right? Second thing, clutch shooting. We always think Kawhi Leonard, he's missed out in a clutch a bunch of times. To be honest with you, Kawhi Leonard has been one of the top clutch shooting players in the NBA this year. It's phenomenal. He's shooting 49% in five minutes or less. Top three are Kyrie Irving, Bradley Beal, and Kawhi Leonard. Also, DeMar makes that cut as well. But the biggest thing about his clutch time is his defense. He leads the league in steals. He's at 0.2 steals in 5 minutes, which is really good because he creates that atmosphere where the Raptors actually have a chance to get that transition point and allows others to get involved as well. So we have a really good clutch shooting in Kawhi, but as a team, we're awful. We're not exactly there with anyone else. So with Pascal or Kyle, Danny, they're not getting the touch. We basically know that if it's 5 minutes left in the game, the ball is going to Kawhi. Next thing, Raps bench. Now, this I've spoken about this. Raps bench is absolutely awful. Straight up. They were really good this year, last year. This year, they're really bad. So let's look at it. against teams that are over 500, we are shooting a worst 40% field goal, one of the worst in the league. We're 30% from three-point field goals. So obviously against premier quality teams, we're really struggling. Now, okay, you say above 500, but we're going to play only in the East. All right, against top eight in the East, we are the worst in the league at 39%, and we shoot 29% from three. So we're absolutely awful. You look deeper into this, and you find out the culprits who are actually responsible for a lot of these poor shooting. DeLon shoots at 32%. OG shoots 32%. They're not really good three-point shooting, right? And the problem is when you have both of them on the floor, you have one of them driving and kicking it out to the guy who can't actually shoot well either, right? The bright spot is CJ Miles. Now, hear me out. CJ Miles. The bright spot is CJ Miles. He shoots 39% from the corner. So the Raptors have to look for plays for him to get him open in the corner rather than in the top of the key where he's missing quite a bit, right? So you look deeper into pull-up shooting. Pull-up shooting is another issue. Pull-up shooting was a big part of Kyle Lowry's offense. Do you remember he'd walk down the court, stop, pull up, three ball.
Yeah, he doesn't do it anymore.
No,
he sucks at it. That's why.
He shot 40% from threes from that last year. This year, 28%. But everyone has stopped doing that. Fred VanVleet shot 37% last year. This year, 28%. So the three-point shooting is a whole team dynamic where I think we're really struggling from certain areas. But the way to improve that, obviously, is one is Wesley Matthews, but really finding players who can shoot in certain corners and certain locations. So having DeLon and OG at the same time is not really helping. But having CJ Miles and DeLon and position getting CJ open only in the corner really improves the game and speeds it up big time. So that's my take that for data. We need three-point shooting. Wesley Matthews adds 39% from three. I'll take that any day and improves the bench. So
your first one was rebounding. I agree with you that it's a concern. If you say three-point shooting is my number one concern, rebounding is like my number seven
concern. I think rebounding is a concern, but I think a lot of the stuff has to do with Jonas missing a lot of games.
Yeah.
When he comes back, it'll be interesting to see if he can actually pick it up and grab that rebound because Greg Monroe, please do not play for the Raptors.
I mean, that's really like my biggest take on the rebounding. I think it's a concern, but I don't think it's a big enough concern. I think if your three ball starts to fall, you have less chances of those long rebounds coming
off. Absolutely. There's no transition, right? So you've got to start taking valid shots as well. And I think if your worst defender has to be the one taking the corner threes as much as it is, right? Because if your worst defender is getting beat, which normally would be, your best defender has to be back already. So the problem with this is like when CJ Miles takes those shots or taking these non-corner threes, he's getting destroyed on the transition defense.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get destroyed in all defense. But so, you know what, honestly, even Wesley Matthews, because if they sign him or they sign a Jeremy Lin or something, they're not going to be great on defense.
No, I think that's better. I think Wesley Matthews adds a little bit better on defense, right? That's what you need for.
Better than CJ Miles? Okay. But that's not a huge bar, right?
No. I'll take Wesley over CJ at this moment, but I'll take CJ's PJs any day.
How about CJ's onesies?
No, that adds legit. You know, it's legit. It's legit.
I don't think the PJs were selling so well.
No,
so
I don't think this is like a curse almost, because I remember back in the day, Hiro Turkoglu had an ad with Pizza. Do you remember that?
I mean, if Hiro Turkoglu is your example of not a curse, he was a curse from the day he got here.
Oh,
he was terrible. He was so bad.
He had one game winner for us.
Oh, God, that whole era, man. Brian Colangelo needs to be just erased outside of him signing Kyle Lowry.
You know, they asked the LA Clippers, the Canadian guy, the Shai Alexander, about where he grew up, about what his favorite memory of the Raptors were. And they were like, hey, Vince Carter. They're like, no. Chris Bosh and TJ Ford. I'm like, oh,
yeah. God. Yeah, because he's 18. Yeah. Vince Carter played here like 17 years ago, man.
Oh, God. All right. This has been a while. All right. We've aged. All right. Let's go to the next one.
All right. Predictions. Let's finish it off with some predictions. So we got Philly on Tuesday, at Philly, at Atlanta Thursday, at New York on Saturday. Oh, we can tape anytime on Sunday now. There's no game on Sunday.
Fantastic.
I got wins for all three. I mean, so Atlanta and New York, I think, are going to be different teams by the time we get there, because I think somebody's going to get traded off both those teams because Thursday's the trade deadline. I think Atlanta won't have Jeremy Lin and won't have maybe even Kent Bazemore if they could find somebody for him. The New York Knicks, I don't even know who they have left anymore. I mean, they're already so different, right? They got DSJ now. They've got DeAndre Jordan who can't jump. They've got Wesley Matthews. Oh, he won't be there, I don't think. He's going to get bought out. So
yeah, before Thursday, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so I think these two teams are going to be playing whoever. So I think both of those are wins. And Philly's going to be a tough game, but we always play Philly really well. I wish Embiid would have been... Sorry, I wish Valanciunas would have been back to face Embiid, but he won't. But he's been upgraded to doubtful.
Oh, that's life right now, isn't it?
And Kyle Lowry has been maintained at doubtful, so I don't know if either of those guys are going to play.
No, I'm the same. I think I've got three wins in a row. Philly being the toughest one, but I think we can squeak this one out. Atlanta, I think we should, like, by all accounts. New York's actually had 14 consecutive losses, so we can probably add to that if they don't lose yet. This is going to be an interesting one against New York. Like watching New York it's like watching a new team, so I have no idea who the hell to watch even. Last time I was cursing at Courtney Lee. I don't think he's on the team anymore.
No, he's
Tim Hardaway, Jr. No, gone. So this is going to be watching the New York Mavericks.
It's going to be Dennis Smith Jr. and Frank Ntilikina.
There you go, Frank Ntilikina.
There you go. That's what you're watching. All right. I think we're good. Anything else for the week, Talib?
No, that's all. And last thing, please do vote us on the Apple Podcast. Subscribe to us on Spotify. And follow us on Instagram at the Untitled Raptors Podcast. Thank you.
All right. See you next week, guys.
See ya.